Ohio Valley farmers have received more than $1 million in federal relief money during the Trump administration to offset the economic impact of the president's trade war and, more recently, the coronavirus pandemic. With Election Day nearing, Liam Niemeyer spoke with regional farmers to get their views on the trade war, the pandemic, and the record amounts of federal relief money flowing into agriculture.
Rick Murdoch is a farmer, a religious man, a conservative. He recalled voting for George W. Bush with his 8-year-old daughter in the booth with him to show her the process.
My 8-year-old daughter went with me into the voting booth when I voted for George Bush because I wanted her to see the voting experience. So the curtain came around us and she was standing in there with me. And when I voted for Bush, she stomped her foot. So my 8-year-old daughter thought I made a bad choice that day.
But weeks before this November election, he's finding it hard to talk with his Western Kentucky neighbors, other farmers in Cowee County, about politics.
And so that is a huge problem, you know. And if you're a follower of Jesus, you're taught to love your neighbor and you're taught to help your neighbor. And now neighbors don't even speak to each other over this crap.
As a fiscal conservative, Murdoch sees a problem with the billions of taxpayer dollars flowing into agricultural relief programs. That's especially as the Department of Agriculture approved billions more in pandemic-related direct payments only months before the election.
I think that money could be put to better use. And when I, as a citizen, am being influenced politically because I'm receiving money, there's a problem.
Murdoch didn't vote for Trump in 2016. He's not voting for him this fall. He knows he's in the minority among farmers. Polling from agriculture publications show most farmers nationwide still plan to support Trump despite a bruising trade war and questions about Trump's handling of the pandemic. That includes Tom Foles, who grows soybeans and corn in Christian County, Kentucky. Foles had firsthand experience with coronavirus.
I've never wanted to wear a mask, and I ended up getting COVID.
He says his family was sick with COVID-19 in early August. All have recovered. Foles isn't critical of how Trump has handled the pandemic. He also appreciates Trump trying to renegotiate trade deals and thinks the farm economy would be in tatters without federal payments.
And I hate government money, but I want to live and I want to be profitable to where I can keep going year to year.
Ohio State University agricultural risk professor Ben Brown agrees that this money has significantly helped some farmers, but the payments can also easily disappear.
Is there a political interest to provide this support? If not, they won't be provided.
A recent federal report predicted U.S. farm income would increase this year to over $100 billion for the first time since 2014. But more than a third of that revenue would come from federal subsidies. Brown is optimistic. But he also says Trump's trade war will accelerate the development of ag products in other countries, making competition harder for farmers here. And many farmers wonder what will happen if subsidies are cut.
Agriculture is experiencing an artificial sugar high this year, based on enormous payments from the federal government.
That's Ohio Farmers Union President Joe Logan. He says with federal deficits rising, he can't imagine payments continuing after the election. That, combined with a collapse in Chinese markets from where they used to be due to the trade war, could spell trouble. He says trade disputes have to end, and the farm safety net must be re-engineered.
One of those two things have to happen, or the next several years are going to be really, really bad in farm country.
Logan says he sees his members ultimately split on whether to stay with Trump's brand of trade or go in a new direction. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Liam Niemeyer.